And thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hi, I got a charge on my checking account. I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
$66.
Yes, can I start out by getting your zip code, please, to help you out?
40223.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your first and your last name?
Linda Weiss, W-E-I-S-S.
Okay, thank you. And can I have you verify your address for me?
1817 Millgate Road, Louisville, Kentucky, 40223.
Okay, thank you. One moment. I'm still here. One moment. I'm still here. One moment.
I actually have two charges.
One moment, please.
All right.
So by looking at this account, it looks like you entered our contest to win the Crusette, the pots and pans. You paid $574 on December the 23rd, and with this, we give you a $125 gift card that you can use online at our online gadget store. The membership fee will be $67.32 each and every month.
No. I don't want any of that. I knew
what we can do is get your account closed. Let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
I am ready, and I want my money back.
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. We cannot do that for you. This is considered a valid charge, which you placed online. We can provide you with a 35.
No, I did not.
So you're stating you
not.
Never entered that contest to win pots and pans?
No, I did not.
Okay, so I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department for further assistance. One moment. So I do want you to know that we will prosecute you or anybody who could have placed this order. And we do take credit card fraud very seriously. So I do want you to confirm that you never made any of these charges. Is that correct, ma'am?
That is correct.
Okay, one moment.
I will call my lawyer tonight.
What I'm going to do is get you transferred over to the fraud department for further assistance. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.